Welcome to the Birdie and Bass Podcast, episode 4 for 2021. I'm Bass, and with me is Birdie.
How you going?
And in this episode, we're going to discuss battle passes, season passes, whatever you want to call it, that seems to be all the rage with a lot of games these days. Going to go through some of the ones that we've enjoyed, some of the ones that are in really crap, and are they really value for money these days, or should they just be ditched when it comes to certain genres of games? I don't know what Birdie's aspect is on season passes or battle passes.
It's a difficult situation with a lot of games. So, like, from what I've seen of the Fortnite battle pass, because I've never played it myself, it's packed with a lot of stuff that people want. And if you get through the whole thing, you only have to ever buy it once, and it's, what, 1,000 V-Bucks?
$9.50,
which is like $10 Australian?
I think I worked out it's like $12.
$12? Okay, cool. So that's $12 Australian. If you get through the whole thing every single season, you never have to pay for it again with physical money because you earn enough V-Bucks during the battle pass to do it. Which I think is a good idea. And Apex Legends follows suit. You make more than enough coins, Apex coins, throughout the battle pass. If you complete that, like, there has been some fluctuation season to season with how much the battle pass costs for Apex Legends, but you always make enough to do it. So technically you should only buy it once.
I think
that's unless you want all the fucking stuff out of the store.
Yeah, I think the general consensus is that when you're buying a battle pass, that you get enough money back in the battle pass to then buy the following battle pass on, unless you decide to do level skips and different things like that.
Different skins and weapon skins and shit.
Yeah, what I've noticed is the level skips ones, there was a couple of games, I can't remember which one it was, there was a couple of games there where if you bought the level skips, it only just did the first, say, 25 levels, and it never there was a bit of an outcry because I think some people were getting to like level 50 and they thought, oh, we'll buy the level 25 level skips. They buy it and it doesn't activate because it's only does the first 25. So I think the general consensus now is if you buy the level skips, I know with Fortnite, if you buy the level skips, it just level skips, except for when you get to level 75, it's not applicable after that. And the same with, I don't know, with Apex, I think you can buy the level skips and just level skips you.
You can level skip up until 110. Up to 100. You can't go up to 110. You have to grind them yourself. Because that's when you get like the uber legendary weapon skin, whatever it is that season. It's like I've never bought one, but I know like with the premium battle pass, you can skip the first 25 levels or whatever it is. And then from there, you can buy individual levels skips from there on in.
They all do that sort of thing because I've seen that.
It's on COD now as well, isn't it?
Yeah, COD, you can buy individual levels and everything like that because I've seen streamers when the battle pass comes out, they'll buy the battle pass and then they'll buy the whole thing. And I'm like, I'm thinking like a level skip on the whole thing is a couple of $100.
Oh, so yeah, easily.
You're dropping like $250 just to do a level skip. Some of them, I think the biggest thing that affects these battle passes and season passes and stuff like that is how much XP it costs to, or how much experience you need to do a level skip or to grind enough XP to jump a level. That's the only thing that's sort of getting a lot of people annoyed. There was a few games that when I was researching this up that I didn't even know actually had a battle pass. Like I didn't know that Doom Eternal had one.
That's a surprise to me. I'll give you that. But I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
What's the multiplayer like in that? Because in Doom 2015, it was shit.
I honestly haven't played it. So when I seen it, I was like, oh, there's a battle pass for that? Okay. I know that there was, when I was doing research also, there was Ghost Recon or Ubisoft with Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Yeah, I knew that was one.
Some did have one in it. Apparently, with the outcry, they've dumped it. It's been removed.
Because it's not really a multiplayer game. So they did a season with like content, like, you know, the Predator stuff and things like that. But people didn't want that to be as a battle pass type situation. They just wanted seasons of content, like what you get with Destiny.
Yeah, well, Destiny has a battle pass as well.
Plus seasons, yeah. Plus episodic freaking thing. It's got like five things mixed in one along with DLCs. I don't know how they get away with it.
Well, it's just one of those things. I just think that I didn't realize that Destiny 2 actually had a battle pass. I thought they just had still had the seasonal events and everything like that. I only realized it did have a battle pass when I jumped back in and I started playing it again, that, oh, there is this battle pass. But for some games, I think it works. For other games, I don't know. Because there's just so much. I know that there's like, oh, we've jumped in and played some more PUBG and we found the battle pass on that, but I don't think I'd actually buy it. I think because of the fact that we don't
enough.
Sink the hours into it to justify doing it. But there's a lot of these, that must be the way it is. You do a free-to-play game, like you got your Rocket League, your Rocket Arena, Fortnite, Warzone, PUBG, Apex Legends, all the rest of this. They're all doing the, it's a free-to-play game, and then they make it up on the battle passes. But the other side thing is you only buy the battle pass once, and if you complete them, you get all your money back. So I think they're eyeing on the side of how many people actually do complete the battle passes.
Yeah, that's literally the entire model. Like when Fortnite came out and like I was working in the industry and stuff like that, and I heard like, oh, if you buy it once, you never have to buy it again. All you got to do is complete the battle pass. And I'm thinking like, oh man, all these 12-ies, that's good for like all these 12-ies and stuff like that. They can use their pocket money, buy it once, and just keep playing Fortnite. The little shits are still coming in every couple of months with a new season to buy another freaking 1,000 V-Bucks because they've blown it all on skins.
Yeah, emo skins and all the rest of it.
Exactly, and that's how it works. They're counting on people to get greedy.
Yeah. But the other side of it is you've got to get them hooked on the game. If they're not hooked on the game, they're not going to buy the battle pass. That's just out now what it is. If you're not going to give people the information out of it or whatever, that's what I mean. That's why I think Fortnite's so popular with the battle pass, is the fact you get skins, you get emotes, you get all different things, and then the other side of it I've noticed after jumping up back into it with my daughter is they actually have challenges to do as you unlock the skins, which is what Call of Duty does as well. If you level up in the battle pass, it unlocks a skin for an operator, and then there's a set of challenges underneath that operator to then unlock further skins.
Oh, that's cool. I knew COD did. I didn't know Fortnite did it.
Yeah, they've been doing that now as well. So you've got certain skins to do, certain challenges to do to unlock certain things for the Mandalorian. And then I think I worked out in the Fortnite Battle Pass, there's, I think it might be five or six characters that you unlock through the season of 100 levels. And like, to me, out of all the Battle Passes that I've played, Fortnite seems to be the easiest to level. Like, I probably sunk in maybe 18 hours into it, and I'm nearly halfway through the battle pass.
Already?
Yep.
Wow.
Just by doing the quests and doing different bits and pieces. But it's, as I was talking to Darth about it, it's been intriguing to see the challenges you have. Like, Fortnite is a totally different game to all these other ones, because, like, you're in the battle, like, with their creative modes and all the other modes that they've done. But you're in doing silly things, like you go in there and you got to go and throw a grenade in a fishing hole and exploit it. And that's a challenge to do it in three different locations. Or you go and fish, or you go and smash this thing, or you go and drive a car from one part of the map to the other part of the map.
See, I don't get how that works when there's 100 people out to kill you.
the thing is, with the size of the map, everyone's not really landing in that, in a whole lot of
I guess so. I don't know how big the map is, so
I can't really. Quite large, like comparing it, playing on that map compared to, I'd probably put it on par with about as big as what Warzone map is, like how big that one is.
Fudge, that's actually big. That's really big.
Because I find that Warzone and Fortnite, you can land, get your stuff together, do what you want to do, maybe in Fortnite's case do a few challenges, or in like even in Warzone's case, if you got to go and do other challenges there as part of that for your operators. I've found that with PUBG and Apex, the maps aren't that big. And even the new map in Apex, it just feels like you land and you next thing you got someone on top of you.
Yeah, like, the problem with the Apex is like the map is actually sizable. The problem is it's empty. There's no dense, like there's dense spots, but it's too wide open, and it's a sniper haven. I can't stand it.
Yeah, the other thing I'd like to see happen to Apex is I want the challenges to go back to the way they were before, where it was like land in this area and open.
They took them out because people complained about them.
Why? It makes it something more of a challenge. It's more difficult.
Because what was happening was people were going in to win with randos, and the randoms would be like, well, no, I need to go and land this location. They'd fuck off. So they're trying to stop people from splitting up because they're trying to do their challenges.
That didn't do anything because it still happened.
I know that. I was playing it today on stream. Believe me, I know that.
It doesn't affect anything. That's what I mean. Like, it's, I don't know, it just gives the casual player something else to enjoy about the game and do and stuff like that. Like, I don't know whether, because like we come up with stupid ideas for doing challenges to make videos with, like going out and doing kills in Mozambiques and other.
Well, you can fucking do that. I can't. I tried 6 times today. Jesus Christ.
other guns and stuff like that. But it's just, I don't know. It's just like Destiny 2's Battle Pass seems to be a lot of just like emotes and engrams and stuff like that, maybe even.
See, that's a social game though, and emotes and stuff like that is good for that kind of game.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. Because that's
with Fortnite,
open world and stuff like that.
Yeah, with Fortnite, if I ever played that and someone dances on my fucking dead body, I'm going to come back with a vengeance. If they ever bring emotes back into fucking bring emotes into Apex, and someone does that to me, and you guys revive me, I'm going hunting.
Well, they don't they? With that thing you can throw on the ground.
Yeah, the holo sprays.
Maybe they need to invest in a few more of those.
They have. I've been unlocking shitloads of them in the battle pass. I did 2 today.
I just get trackers. That's all I'm getting in Apex is trackers. Trackers, and more trackers.
Yeah, but did you buy the battle pass?
Oh.
That's why. The trackers are all free.
Yeah, I know. I'm over the trackers. Half the reason why.
I'm up to like 77 on the battle pass now. I've already done my 5 levels for today.
Nice. I gave up. Fortnite, I'm helping my daughter do the battle pass on that, and then the COD.
So, like, if you remember old school Call of Duty, you'd be playing multiplayer, and then like a new DLC would come out with new maps, and you'd get it, but your mates wouldn't because they couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
So then, like, you'd say, oh, your mates can't play this because they don't have the map. So, yeah, you'd have to select a different mode or, like, veto these maps or whatever. And they wanted to stop segregating the community like that. And this was the next step, pretty much, was coming up with weapon skins and things like that and giving you the DLC for free.
Yeah, but I actually think that it's, as a business model, I reckon they're making more money out of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You get, what, one DLC a year, maybe once every 6 months?
Hmm.
At the moment, what's a battle pass or a season's lasting, what, 2 months? They do it for about 8 weeks.
Depending on the game,
12 yeah. weeks. So 2 to 3 months. So then they're getting, what's that, four? Four battle passes in a year now instead of dropping one DLC or two DLCs.
I mean, season 8's about to start for Apex, and if you remember, that went 2-3 months at season 0, so, and that's yeah. that only came out in, what, 2019?
Yeah, and then you got, was it, oh, I know, I think there's 30 days, 29, 30, so I think you got a month, so the end of Fortnite? End of Feb is for Call of Duty, Cold War. And Fortnite's middle of March.
All right. The problem, like, during COVID and that, like, even big streamers and that were saying, like, it was the longest streak that Fortnite had had in one season with no changes, because it was going on, 5 months.
Yeah.
Even Ninja was complaining.
Yeah, there's bugger all changes in it and everything like that. Like, I don't know. The map ever keeps evolving. I reckon one thing Fortnite should do is bring the old maps back in not in a limited time mode, but in a different mode where you can go in there and you can play squads or limited it to like duos and squad. No, you got the one. From like the first chapter, from chapter one to chapter two, but it'd just be nice because see the old games and the way the maps used to be and everything. Because that's what I think a lot of these, even with Apex and stuff like that, if you could cycle through in a certain mode, if they just said, look, this week we're doing, or say Apex, you can only run in trio, so it's no point. Limiting it to what it is, but in Fortnite you could just they do in their limited time mode or whatever, they could just say they're cycling the old maps and just make it duos or trios or squads for that week and cycle it through.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, have you gone to, I think it's in creative mode, to Blood Gulch, the Halo map that they made?
No, I haven't. I didn't even know it was in there.
Yeah, apparently that's where they did it. They did Blood Gulch.
Okay.
That was a part of the Master Chief drop.
I have to go have a look because I know the creative mode's huge, like the floor is lava modes and all the rest of that other stuff that they do. That's another big
area.
That's
what almost tempted me is because I wanted to go and play Blood Gulch again because it's just deathmatch pretty much.
Okay. Have a look at it. But I don't know, like some of the worst ones I reckon season pass wise I played would have been Division 2. Those were just horrendously bad. There was no content in them, whatever.
I think with the Division, they wanted to, like, not make it silly, if that makes sense.
I just don't think you could do it in the way that Division 2 is. You just couldn't do a season pass in that unless you were going to. Because, like, I run around, like, doing obviously the missions and everything and shooting and all the rest of it. And all I'm caring about is leveling my guns up. I don't care what I look like in that game. That's what I mean. Like, I just don't get it. Some of these games, I reckon they work well with it because, like, the skins and different things in that and Apex Legends still look cool. Same with Fortnite, ones that are in there. And the Call of Duty skins, they're fun. Like if you smash on a bright colored one when you're doing some multiplayer, just to run around and be
everyone wants those diamond skins and shit like that in COD.
Yeah, I've been shot by a lot of people that have got them. So obviously they're
sniper rifles.
Which on another point, I just noticed with the CDL that was on yesterday and the day before, there was no smoke grenades allowed and no sniper rifles.
I'm going to be cod brace out.
So you're not allowed in those ones with that. But
about fucking time.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's to stay. I just think it might have been the exhibition weekend.
I think it should stay. I think there should be entire fucking game modes made around that.
Yeah, well, on the other side of it, I think COD at the moment, for this week or whatever it is, they've got one of the 24/7 things or whatever it is a snipers only map.
That's disgusting. They can only go and annoy each other.
I know Fortnite does the same thing. They do snipers only modes and stuff like that, which I'm happy with. If people want to go and do that mode, they can go do that mode. That's absolutely fine. Can you imagine
if Apex did a Krabers only mode?
Oh, isn't that what that last mode was anyway? Because when you get to the red circle, everyone's just going and picking Krabers up anyway.
Like what happened when I died?
I actually enjoyed that mode, to be honest. To have loot drops like that of certain...
Oh, the shoddy snipers one?
No, not the shoddy snipers, the one
where all the things drop.
The drop in the different modes and stuff like that. I reckon that should have been left in, that mode.
Normally with this kind of stuff, they do these kinds of events to test these different things. So it could be coming.
I don't know.
Like, from what I've seen, it actually got pretty positive reports. And, like, that one that it was a few months ago, they had the one where the healing domes, and you could only heal inside those domes.
Okay.
That thing got crapped on.
Yeah, that's pretty crap when you can't...
Yeah.
Can't heal up anywhere else, but that. It's just... I don't know. Hey, do you think these battle passes are value for money?
Some yes, some no.
Is it more? Do you reckon the battle royale ones are the ones that are more value for money than the open world ones, like your Destiny 2?
Yeah, with the Destiny 2 ones, I don't get why it's a separate purchase, because you're already paying for seasonal content that should be included.
Yeah.
You're already paying like over $100 every season.
Yeah, for an expansion. So why don't you get the first battle pass or the second one included in it? First two or something like that as part of it.
That's the thing with Destiny is there are so many different layers of so much money-making bullshit on there, which I thought would start getting taken out after they removed themselves from Activision.
Maybe they're still making good money off it.
Of course it is, but that's not who Bungie's meant to be.
Yeah.
Bungie's going to get slapped in the face.
But the other side of it is...
Sure, they make good games.
I noticed Fortnite's shop, when I've been in there having a look, is actually a lot better now than what it used to be when... This is back, I think, last time I used to play it was first two or three seasons of Chapter 1. So
yeah, that was pretty early from what I remember when you were playing it.
And... the shop used to be half to a third of what it is now. Like, even to the point now, they're actually putting, because it used to be a case of once the skin was in there and when it was gone. You're never going to get it back. It's not going to happen again, sort of thing. Now they're actually got a section where they put previous skins through for 24 hours. So they keep revolving the skins through and the emotes and other stuff like that, so people can come back and pick it up again. So that's a good thing to see.
Right. I got a question for you, though. Like, the other night in the Hopeless Gamer podcast, you mentioned that they've got a fee now or something to play Fortnite.
Yeah, they got a monthly subscription.
A subscription, that's it. How is it a free-to-play game?
It's not. It's just gone to paid subscription-based now, but
it's World of Warcraft.
Yeah, well, you see how bad that is. People are into that one.
Oh, God.
Let's have a look at this.
Oh, God, are you doing research on air?
What live the hell was it called? Air.
What? Subscription?
Yeah, so it's called the Fortnite's Crew monthly subscription.
Right, so what does it give you? Why am I paying $8 a month?
Well, it's $12 US, so I think it's $17.
That's even worse. That's worse than Game Pass, and it's one free game.
Okay, so you get battle passes for nothing. So all battle passes.
Right, so you save $10 every couple of months.
Future battle pass for your subscription. Unlock 100 awesome battle pass rewards just by playing Fortnite. You get 1,000 V-Bucks every month. So 1,000 V-Bucks is $12 or something like that.
Yeah.
And you get they do an exclusive outfits and everything. Exclusive, yeah, outfits, gliders, pickaxes, emotes, and everything else like that that just come to that each month. So technically, you're just paying $18 a month just to get 1,000 V-Bucks, the battle passes, and skins.
You're paying triple of what it's worth, though.
Actually, I'm talking like...
How many skins?
I got no idea. This is only the first month. January's the first month they've been doing it. So you get... I'm trying to work out what 1,000 V-Bucks is in US dollars.
In US dollars?
Yeah, just to compare it to... that's the Australian.
Isn't $8 US?
Yeah, I'm trying to work it. I can't see it. It's $8 US plus sales tax. If it's
applicable. They don't have GST type thing. They have to pay tax after.
So say it's $8 for that. And you're paying $12 a month US for that. So technically, and if you've got a battle pass every 3 months, so technically all you're doing is just paying what you'd pay for 1,000 V-Bucks a month and your battle pass, and like you're getting a few extra skins thrown in.
But you're only getting a battle pass every 3 months. So there's 2 months there that you're not getting a battle pass, but you're paying the same amount.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is 1,000 V-Bucks is $8 a month and you're paying 12, so you got $4 short there, and then a battle pass is normally $12 as well. So, and you're just getting the exclusive skins. I don't know. There was a few people that were uproared about it going, what's the go with this? Why are you doing it sort of thing?
It's a fucking game.
So, I don't know. I'm interested to see what happens because, like, if this kind of stuff takes off, or becomes a model, then we're going to start seeing more and more ones like that. Are you going to see Call of Duty come to a $10 a month subscription based to play Wars or just for Warzone? I'm going to say sorry.
But maybe. I mean,
I don't know. Would you pay $12 or? Or does it say $17 Australian a month to play Apex?
No.
To get the same sort of things?
Play Apex, maybe.
If you're going to get skins, 1,000 of in-game currency, and the battle pass for free every time it drops every 3 months.
See, like for something like Apex, I might do, depending on how I feel about it that season. But, if it was Warzone, no. I just don't play it enough. It's not worth my time.
That's what I mean. For the people that are involved.
Yeah.
For the people that are spending the money, because we're looking at that, like you're looking at the fact that your average skin, say in Fortnite, your average skin with a glider and all that in a pack is 2,800 V-Bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're talking like $30 Australian for the full, I'm talking the full everything, like the skin.
Yeah, because it's a kit.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah, the they'll do a discount down to like 2,000 V-Bucks or whatever it is. So
that's expensive.
Yeah. So the actual one, the crew subscription sort of thing, if you are playing Fortnite and you spend money each month on skins and all the rest of that kind of stuff, you're going to do it. And if the other side of it is if you're a Fortnite streamer, you're going to do it as well because it's free content for you.
Well, just quickly on that note, see, for anyone like Warzone or Apex especially to do something like this, I think they would have to do other stuff first. Like I've never played Fortnite. I'm not a fan really. Like I've thought about it. But they've done more for content creators than any other game I've ever seen. Like they have their creator codes and stuff like that in the store. So
Call of Duty have got them.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, Call of Duty done creator codes as well. They started rolling those out for people.
So yeah, they've got creator codes. So like if you spend something money on something in the shop with creator codes, that content creator makes money. It's like giving them bits or a donation.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Apex like, doesn't do anything like that.
No, like Ninja's got his own skin. Loserfruit's got her own skin, and she's a fucking like she's not a small streamer, but she's an Australian streamer. It's very rare for an Australian streamer to get anything like that.
Yeah, well, there's I think four of them now have got it as well. Lockie's the other one, who's an Australian streamer as well.
Mm-hmm. That's only reason though.
And then there's the. I don't know, Gregor, for whatever his name is, the European streamer that just got it because I noticed that I jumped onto Twitch the other day and all four of them were in the same party playing Fortnite Ninja and the other three. And between the lot of them, something like that, they had something like 100,000 people watching them or something like that.
I saw on Twitter that Loserfruit tweeted out that she was playing with Ninja and it was just like their lobby with their custom skins and stuff. Yeah. And I was just like, fucking hell. Imagine
they were getting stream snipe like no tomorrow.
I bet they were.
And then they decided that they'd swap skins. So I think at one stage their Ninja's running around as Loserfruit. They're all running around as each other's skins and stuff. And I think the first game off the rank that they did, they all were that Gregoff one. And that was just, that was funny as hell. They're all just like dancing and making content and everything like that together. It was quite entertaining to see them do it. But I don't know. Are we going to see more and more of these battle passes, season passes coming out? Like,
I hope so.
What is it? Fall Guys has even got one. They're up to season 3. Just
no
40
plays
levels.
Fall Guys anymore.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. But it's 40 levels
for the battle pass. Does Among Us have one?
I don't know.
Imagine if that got one. There'd be all different ways to like kill people.
I don't know. How do you do a battle pass in Among Us? Skins for your little bean thing that's walking around.
Yeah. I mean they've got stupid hats now, why not?
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Are we gonna Is this the way we're going with games? Are we going to start seeing more and more of free-to-play games coming out and then they just chuck this content on top and that's how they make their money back? Or are we going to see more full-price games coming out?
I've got a hot take for you. Do you think Halo Infinite multiplayer will have a battle pass? Because that's meant to be free, the multiplayer.
Yep, they will. They'll do it.
You reckon? Actually, I got a second one. Forza Motorsport, because that's coming out as like a reinitiation of the series, and it's meant to be a game of service that's just going to be infinite rather than a numbered title. I think that's going to have a battle pass. Well, not a battle pass, a race pass.
Pit pass. Well, the people that are going to be hooked on the game are going to get it because they probably want to unlock cars that are in there or racing suits, helmets, whatever else you're going to have in the game. That's it. That's the way that they're going to make content going further. I reckon it's a great thing if we're going to see people that release games and then this is how they do their updates is they do a battle pass that evolves the map or it evolves the content or it's stuff like that. Like it'd be nice to see that you can do that kind of stuff. Like I want to see with motorsport side of things, even to the battle pass thing that involves, I don't know, hidden tracks maybe or something like that, so you can unlock in the battle pass. Or
cool.
Maybe it's just a hidden mode for a track. It turns it in from day to a night race on the map or something like that on that track. But I think going forward, we're going to see, as you say, you probably see it with Halo Infinite. What are they? They'll do what? Gun skins?
They'll do armor and everything.
Armor skins and stuff like that. We're going to see emotes. So we're going to be Master Chief dancing.
They've had like logos and stuff like that for armor for a while now. Like they do seasons on the Master Chief collection. And yeah, it's getting pretty out there, but they haven't done an emote yet.
Yeah, I'm just intrigued to see what you're going to do, what they can include in a battle pass for Halo. It's just one of those things. Is that what we're going to see going forward? Does GTA 5 have a battle pass? Or they just keep doing
content drops.
Content drops, yeah. So I don't know. I think the way what GTA 5 has done in the last, 7 or 8 years it's been out, sort of thing, I think is actually shaping the way we're going to start seeing games. And what Fortnite's done to season passes and battle passes and stuff like that, I think is the way we're going to see a lot more games shaped going forward.
It's a good thing too, because there's less barrier of entry if they're free to play games that just have paid skin options like battle passes. I think it's a good thing.
I don't want any pay to win or any of this kind of stuff.
No, not pay to win, just pay to skin.
Yeah.
Pay to look good, which I obviously haven't.
Which I know it's one of those things. If you've got the good skins and stuff like that, you're going to see those people going in and buying the in-game currencies because they're like, well, I like that. I want that one as well.
That's literally how it works.
Oh, well, I think that's all we've got time for. In the comments below, if people want to tell us what battle passes they've enjoyed, what games they thought stunk because of their battle passes, let us know. You'll see all our promotions and stuff for social media. It's Essential Gamer AU on Instagram and Facebook, and Essential Gamer AU on Twitter. And we've also got an email address, birdiebasepodcast@essentialgamer.com.au. Till next week, we'll see you later.
Bye.